Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. Travel has spiked in our post-pandemic world, and expansion in the airline industry is in high gear. In this download, HBJ reporter Sophia Gonzalez welcomes Halon Hammond, who's leading United Airlines growth efforts across Texas and beyond.
Well, welcome and thank you for meeting with me this morning. I'll jump right in. So in the news, we keep seeing headlines about labor shortages, and this is especially true for the industry that you're in. Can you speak to the broader labor shortage problem that the aviation industry is currently seeing?
Absolutely. I can't speak for all, but I can definitely speak more for United, right? We had a strategy, and it is called United Next. And that strategy is working well. And we're going to introduce over 800 new aircraft between now and 2032. And that's the largest order by any U.S. carrier. And we plan to hire 50,000 people by 2026. Last year alone, Sophia, we hired 15,000. And this year, we are on track to hire another 15,000. And in Houston, we're setting out the beginning of the year to hire 2,100 plus team members. So we haven't seen much of a labor shortage in the Houston market. Houston is pretty popular for several reasons, right? The cost of living, it's a great place to raise your kids. However, we have seen some labor tight market in cities like Denver. Earlier this year, it was such a challenge for us to hire our ramp service employees. And so we had to get pretty creative. And the way we addressed that is we started recruiting from Guam. Yes, Guam. And we have now over 450 Guam residents that are now in Denver over the past few months. And we had over 2,600 applications. So the way we've been addressing where we have those issues or things are tight is more through creativity, right? And let's talk about San Francisco. That was a very tight market for us, for our technicians, you know, high cost of living and things like that. So what we did is we started doing a sign-on bonus. So we're pulling a lot of levers to address that. Houston is a great place for us, and we haven't had that issue, but in other areas, we've been addressing it through creative programs and some of our pathways and other things we have going on.
In terms of United Next, can you speak to how many people you would like to see in the Houston area in the future?
Right now, from United Next, we have over 14,000 employees, and Houston is a very important market for us. This year, it's 2,100 we're planning to hire, and that will continue to grow as our network market change. So it will be up in the thousands. I don't have an exact number, but we're on the pace that we're on now, like next year, 2,100, 2,500. That will be a continuous growth depending on how our networking plan and schedule changes.
And you spoke to the certain professions that are being affected more than others across the country. Can you speak to why these professions in particular in those areas might be affected more than others?
Absolutely. Our technicians require a certification, so to speak, right? So that means not only do you have to be highly qualified, but there are certain qualifications that you must have. And because the growth and as fast as we're going, it was pretty hard to keep up for that. And that's what made us launch our Calibrate program. And that's a 36-month earn as you learn apprenticeship program to grow our pipeline of technicians. And Houston was our very first cohort. And what that program does, it helps our apprentices gain the skills, the knowledge required to obtain their A&P certificate, because the FAA requires that. And so through that program, that's why it was a little tougher because of the skills and the qualifications you need. But through that type of program, we were able to grow in that space. And we were very successful with that in Houston.
In terms of that program, do you all tend to work with other organizations in the Houston area to bolster the workforce?
We do. We work with aviation schools. We have a very close engagement with our high school students. We have longstanding relationships with HISD, with Sterling Aviation. We provide financial support and access to resources to help our students who have expressed interest and are actively pursuing a career in aviation or technicians, and also some of our local schools that we have there. So we definitely join forces with them to help not only bring the awareness, but to provide the opportunity and to come work at United and to earn as you learn.
And what is the importance of really getting to these students early on? How does that kind of ensure that they will go into the workforce and that they are getting the skills that they need?
It's very important. We have a motto, or I wouldn't say it's United, but some of our affinity groups, if you see it, you can be it. And I think that exposure and truly knowing what's out there, what's available for them, and that they too can be the next technician, the next pilot, and that there's so many opportunities at an airline. I like to think of us as many small businesses within a business. So if we reach them early and we show them what is possible and spark that interest, we've had programs where we've worked with Houston area high school students. We took 100 students that had never been on an aircraft before, and they took their first flight over the Galveston Bay area. And so many of them left with an excitement that I too can be that. And so we exposed them to it early through various programs. And then they start changing the way they think, you know, the possible. You'll be surprised how many little girls said, I didn't know there were female pilots. I didn't know I can fly an aircraft. But seeing other female pilots and seeing that they too can do that and reaching out to them very early, we're planting those seeds, and it is definitely making a difference in the way our future workforce will look. So getting to them early is just as important with aviation as with any other career, such as being a doctor, a lawyer, any other career, opening them up to what's possible.
And I want to expand on that. You mentioned seeing girls in the workforce, and that was really important to them. So what is United doing in terms of diversifying the workforce?
Absolutely. We work with a lot of our affinity partner groups. And when I say affinity partner groups, these are things like Latin Pilot Association, our Organization of Black Aerospace Professionals, our Asian Pilots Association, our Sisters of the Sky. And what we do is not only do we invest and we partner with them, but we have high school mentorship programs to ensure the students really understand what's there. We have our new school, which is, and you know, if you decide to pursue this, you know, United has a wholly owned and operate Aviate Academy, which is right outside of Phoenix. We offer scholarships to these organizations, to these affinity groups, that they can in two provide the opportunity and the financial resources to help different groups. So we do many things from a diversity. One, we do a lot of awareness. This is what's there. We have our business resource groups, and we give them the vision of what's possible. And then we give our financial support as well, because it's really tough to be a pilot, right? A lot of hard work, a lot of qualifications, and sometimes that only barrier is the financial support that you need. You have the will, you have everything you can to do this, but it's that financial support. So we definitely partner with all of them to identify the top talent. And our goal is to remove those financial barriers to careers in aviation. And we offer scholarships to help with that.
In terms of high school students, can you also speak more to the different programs offered and specifically the Houston area schools that they're offered at?
Absolutely. We have a very strong partnership, not only with HISD, but with our Sterling Aviation High School. We support them. We give financial contributions. We show up several times throughout the year to have career day and mentoring sessions and educational sessions. And to date, we've awarded $300,000 in either cash or travel to HISD and Sterling. And we have more than 50 employees that currently serve as mentors for HISD students. So we stay connected with them. We host annual career expos at Sterling Aviation High School. We bring them out to the airport. This partnership has been very fruitful. This year, Sterling graduates. We had Christian Collin. He completed the aviation program And he went on to become a pilot with Mesa, a United Express partner airline. And it is because of those, again, those seeds that we plant, the time that we spend there, and those financial supports that we give, and the mentorship that this is able to happen. We also have a very strong partnership with Texas Southern University right here in Houston. We have an in-house aviation pilot program. So that's just one of our few universities in the nation that we partner with. But we also show up and we have United Week on campus once a year. And we just really take over Texas Southern with our swag, help with move-in. We take over their communication, their radio station. We connect with these students, let them know what we have. If we connect with them and we have a mentorship with them. So we do a lot. You know, we are definitely not only financial support, but definitely hands-on. You know, we get in there and we work our Calibrate program. So we spend a lot of time at these schools, not only at the school, but we bring the school to us and we give them mentors if they're really serious about it. And we stay connected with them.
Yeah, you really have boots on the ground. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you see United swag everywhere. You know, once we get the tech, we call it United Week, and we just take over campus. And all you see is United. We go bowling with them. We get connected with them and just answer all of their questions to let them know, you know, that you too can do this. There's something here for you.
Halon Hammond joining us. Next, she explains why the airline industry is growing so fast. When Texas Business Minds continues.
This year at Texas Mutual Insurance Company, we're celebrating 25 years of dividends and a record $340 million dividend distribution to Texas businesses. See how business is better with Texas Mutual at texasmutual.com/dividends.
In the information provided to me, there's a big predicted growth for the industry. Why is it faster than average occupations? And how are you really preparing for that on top of United Next?
It is United Next. Our growth is truly United Next. And we're preparing for it now. And we're preparing for it by hiring now, training now, and offering different. You can be part-time or you can be full-time, but it's so big for us because we intend to and are going to be the world's largest airline. So with United Next, introducing 800 new aircraft between now and 2032, and 200 of those are wide-body airplanes. So therefore, that means our network schedule is going to grow and it's going to exceed any other airline. We will be the biggest. We will be the best. And in order to do that, we need the individuals or the employees to support that. So whether it's pilots, flight attendants, technicians, airport agents, you know, we need every different persona to support our growth. We have to enhance our facilities to make sure that we can handle all of the baggage and things like that. So the way we're supporting that is actively, our talent acquisition team is amazing. They're actively recruiting now. They're hiring now. We're staying ahead of it. So what's prompting that growth is the way we're going to grow as an airline with our new aircraft and the way our schedule is going to grow. And it's just, we had that plan coming out of the pandemic to be the biggest airline. And we are definitely now executing on that plan. And that plan is called United Next.
In 10 years, where would you like to see United in terms of the workforce and in terms of the Houston area?
I would like for us to, right now, we're one of the top employees, right? Houston is a very important market for United. And as we add more aircraft to our fleet and we grow our facilities and expand our network, I just expect Houston to play a very pivotal role. And just to be that, our culture is important as well, to be that carrier or company of choice where people love to work for us now, to continue to build upon that and for everyone to see themselves having a place at United, right? Just to continue on the trajectory that we're on for the next 10 years. It's a beautiful ride.
You spoke to this at the beginning, but Houston is particularly attractive for the industry. Can you speak more to why Houston in particular is so attractive for United and for people to come here?
One, you know, you have a great cost of living. the weather. Think about our weather, you know, year round. You don't have to fight with snow. You may have a little heat, like we had some heat this summer, but you can always cool off, right? But the weather is attractive for families. You know, Houston has an up and thriving economy. So there's so many great things about Houston and United being a staple in Houston and a hometown airline. There's just no better place to work. I mean, where else can you go where you can basically choose your adventure? I'm just excited that Houston is such a pivotal part of our growth and will continue to be.
And is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, sure. Our website, we have our website, is the career website. Anyone listening, go out to united.com and look at our careers. And I hope that you join us. We are actively hiring. Let's get out there and get at it and go to our career site. And we hope that there's something for them.
Thank you so much for meeting with me. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you, Sophia. This has been amazing. I appreciate it.
Thanks again to Halon Hammond for joining us. And thank you for downloading Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas.